I'm sorry, sister, what was the brother's name again for Sister Kim? I'm sorry?
Seth Smart. So it's brother Seth Smart.
Seth Smart?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to make
sure
I got it correctly. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Dear sisters, I ask that you bow your heads and clear your minds and put your thoughts on all things above. Please pray with me. Our most gracious, loving, all-wise Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this evening with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you so much for all the many blessings that you have showered upon us from our earliest existence to this present moment in time. Lord, you've been so good to us, better than we deserve, and we thank you. Thank you for continuing to be with us, Lord, and I pray that we show you that we love you and adore you for all that you do, for everything you do, Father. Lord, we thank you so much for giving the world your only begotten Son, who came to this sin-cursed earth where he suffered, bled, and died for the sins of all mankind, so that we may be forgiven our sins and have life eternal in heaven with you on that day appointed that only you know, Father, when your Son comes back for his church. Dear Lord, I ask that you be with all of my brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world. I pray that each congregation is doing things according to your holy and divine word, and that the leadership is leading only from your word to lead the congregation in the way that you would have them to go, Father. Lord, and I ask that you bless each one, each member, bless each one with the things that you see that they stand in need of, Father. For only you are able to know exactly what it is that we need at all times. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those that are sick, especially those in the household of faith. There are many that are suffering from so many ailments, Lord. And not to mention the main one that's been on our lips for over a year, the COVID-19. Father, I ask that we can look forward to being able to return to some type of normalcy, that others will stop getting ill and of course, stop dying from this illness, Lord, this deadly virus that has taken away so many loved ones. Father, only you hold the answers, Father, and we trust you to do all things right, because you know exactly what is needed, Father. I pray for all those that are bereaved. Many have lost loved ones for different reasons. Please give them the strength and the wisdom to know that you never make a mistake, Father, and give them the strength to carry on without their loved ones and remember the days that they had to spend with them. And all those that may have lost loved ones suddenly, Father, help them to be able to pray for strength and find it within your word, Lord, because in your word is everything that we need according to life and godliness. And we thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for the Lady Prayer Warriors and everything that we're trying to do. We have the upcoming turkey drive, and I pray that it will be successful and that many families will be helped with the meal for Thanksgiving. And I pray Lord, I pray that so many others will be helped throughout the year from the donations that the sisters offer to Lady Prayer Warriors, and pray that we all do what we can, Father. I pray this prayer, Lord, that to be helpful, to be more Christ-like in our walk as Christians. Heavenly Father, I pray for everyone that is participating on the program tonight. God, please bless them to be able to continue to do things to further your kingdom, Lord. And I pray for Sister Bridges that everything she has studied, that she will be able to recall each thing, Lord, that she wants to convey to us from your word, and that we will be attentive and learn something and grow thereby, Lord, in your word, growing stronger and stronger and becoming more and more Christ-like. Heavenly Father, I am praying also for everyone that is on the call this evening. Bless each one, one by one. Pray for all those that wanted to be on the call but were unable. Please be with them all, Lord, and bless them with the things you see they stand in need of. And I pray for all those that could have been on the call, but for some reason they chose not. Please be with them as well, Lord. Bless them all. Strengthen them all. Strengthen all of us, Lord, that we may grow day by day in your word to become more and more of what you would have us to be. I'm so thankful tonight for our gathering, Lord, the things that you have provided for us, that we are able to come together to share your word together. The media system that you have provided for us on this phone call, I thank you so much, Lord. That's a way for us to be together, to share together, to pray together. And I pray for Sister Ruther Kemp and her family, and the brother that she has asked prayer for, Brother Smart, I believe is his name. Lord, please forgive me if I have pronounced it incorrectly. But please be with him and Sister Kemp. Bless them all, Lord, with the things you see they stand in need of. You know exactly what it is, Father. And I'm praying for them, because Sister Kemp has asked prayers for Brother Smart, and Lord, you know what it is that he needs. Please be with us all. Be with our families. Be with all our loved ones, our co-workers, our neighbors, our friends. Father, bless us all. And please continue to strengthen us in your word. Father, I offer this prayer, and I ask all the blessings and favors in the darling name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. May we all say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Deborah Green, for so graciously praying on our behalf. Thank you so very much. At this time, we will be having our scripture reading by Sister Joyce Williams.
Good evening, ladies. I want to thank Sister Marie for being our gracious host this evening, and Sister Deborah Green for that wonderful, wonderful prayer. I will come to you with scripture from Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2 of the King James Version, and it reads as follows: If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. I read for you Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2, King James Version. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Joyce Williams, for so eloquently reading the word in our hearing. Thank you, sis. Mm-hmm. At this time, they're going to be having a song from Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, everybody. I'll be singing Mansions Over the Hilltops. We're all looking forward to those. I'm satisfied with just the cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow. And someday yonder, we'll never more wander, just walk the streets that are pure as gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like a prophet, my pillar stone. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know he'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but won't the streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor, deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a golden crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow. Then someday yonder we'll never more wander, but won't the streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow. Then someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk the streets that are pure as gold. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lottie. Thank you for such beautiful singing. Thank you. Okay, sisters, at this time, we're going to be having the introduction of our speaker by Sister Linda Newsom.
Praise ye the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. I would like to introduce to you the speaker of the hour, the beautiful, incorrigible, spiritual, baptized believer, and our well-thought-of sister in the gospel of Christ. She is the wife of, Lord Jesus, I lost my spot. She is the wife of Brother William Celestial White, Sr. They have been married for 36 and a half years. They were blessed with two adult children, William Jr. and Elessix. She has seven handsome grandsons and one beautiful granddaughter. She loves, loves, loves the Lord. The blessed, blessed Lord. The Lord blessed them to move to Raleigh, Texas, July 30th, 2021. She has been a lady prayer warrior for 10 years and is immensely proud to be one of its administrators alongside six other admin sisters and the admin assistant. She is humbled and very honored to work with these fine spiritual sisters. Sister White loves, loves her lady prayer warriors. And two of her favorite phrases are, "Won't he do it?" and "The devil is a lie." She has several favorite scriptures, but the one she refers to the most is Psalms 46:10. "Be still and know that I am God." Sisters, I present to some and introduce to others our admin, Sister Bridges Elaine White. Amen, amen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Linda. I just want to say good evening to everyone. Would you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, we truly come to you thanking you for this another beautiful day that you've allowed us to see, Father God. And you brought us through this day, and now it's coming to a close, Father God. And what a great way to close a Friday night than with a study of your word. I ask that you be with me, Father, as your vessel. I ask that you be my mouthpiece, be my Luke 12 and 12. Father, we thank you for each and every household that is represented on the line tonight. Be with those who couldn't be on the line tonight. Father, use me to your glory. Use me to you. Father, I thank you for everything that you have blessed each and every one of us with and that you will continue to bless us with, Father God. Again, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for everything. It's in your Son, our Savior's name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good evening, my sisters. I'm so glad to be on the line with you. I want to take this time to thank my fellow administrators for this opportunity to speak to you all. But before I do that, I want to also thank my program participants, my wonderful host, Sister Marie Murray. I just love her spirit. I want to thank our beautiful Sister Deborah L. Green for that wonderful, wonderful opening prayer. I want to thank our Sister Joyce Williams, who eloquently read God's Word. I thank our Sister Lottie Holcomb for that beautiful song, Mansions Over the Hilltop. Some of these are now called oldies but good songs. And I want to thank our Sister Linda Newson for that beautiful introduction. And at the close of my lesson, we want to thank our wonderful Sister Marcia Allen for the beautiful, beautiful closing prayer that she will do for us. All right, sisters, I want to go ahead and get into my lesson. Before I do that, I want to thank our Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins and our Sister Natissa Thompson for kicking us off for the month of November with our theme, All on One Accord. What a wonderful theme we have, my sisters. Lord willing, it's an appropriate theme. And if God let us see January 1st, we're getting ready to embark upon our 100 days of prayer. My subtopic is, we need prayer. In the world that we are living in today, with the pandemic, COVID-19, the unrest, the political views, the murder, the government, our food system, and so on, we need prayer. 1 Timothy 2 and 1 lets us know that is a definite right now. What we need right here, right now, is prayer for our world. And it states, 1 Timothy 2 and 1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. And my sisters, I do believe that list that I just read, my prayers would include all men. Okay? All right. Now, my sisters, do you feel like you almost can't make it? I didn't say you wouldn't make it, that you feel like you can't make it. Well, you know, when I started doing my lesson, I thought about how to approach my three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that comes from 1 John 5 and 7. I think about them because they are all on one accord. Even though they are three, different entities. So as I was thinking about the 100 days of prayer and how I became part of it and also a recipient of it. You see, as I began my journey of the 100 days of prayer, I hadn't realized the beauty that came with it. My sisters and sons all over the world praying, how beautiful they are, the dialect, their languages, but most of all, their obedience to Christ. In Philippians 2:2, it says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. And see, that's what makes us so unique as we get ready for this journey. As I have sojourned with my beautiful LPW sister, we have seen, heard, and prayed for so many things. We have seen God show up and show out several times because we trust him. Psalms 33:20-22, Isaiah 26:3-4, Psalms 56:3-4. He is our strength, Psalms 28:7. He won't forsake us, Psalms 9:10. Let's keep our God in perfect peace, Isaiah 26:3, as we continue to live our lives, because he has his mind stayed on us. Let's have our mind stayed on him. As I said before, let's continue to pray for the world that we live in. Let's continue to trust God, Isaiah 3:4. My journey, I have prayed and have been the recipient of through the prayers. I have been very ill all of my last life. I was born a sick baby. But a particular time that I want to share, and we want to talk about prayer, because we need prayer. I was very ill and had to be taken to the hospital. My husband took me to the hospital. And the doctor said, we don't know what's wrong with her. We can't figure it out. But you know, my sisters, Romans 8:26-27 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So as the doctors were pondering over what to do with me, I had several family members, church members, to come see about me. Matter of fact, I was out for 4 days. I didn't even know these people were at the hospital or anything. What I'm going to share with you is a recollection of what I told, because as of Friday, my whole body did not work anymore. So that Monday, I was told that my husband, my sister, my brother's sister in love, all of them were up at the hospital. My mother hadn't come up there just yet, but she knew I was sick. That was Friday. Saturday was the day that they took all the tests and found that they couldn't find out what was wrong with me. And so you know how they try to say, well, it's this, it's that. So my family was told Saturday to get the family together because I was getting ready. Well, again, like I said, my mother was up there,
my sweet mom, who I miss so much, Sister Mildred Overton. She was sick, but not sick unto death. And so when I got word, when she got word that I was so ill, she was concerned, very concerned. So my mother was a praying mother. You know, I just want you all to know that. She was a praying mother. And for the time that I spent in the hospital, you know, she kept praying. She would not stop praying for me. And so the doctors had told my family to get together. And my sister, Selena Overton Gant, told me that my husband was in the chapel talking to God, and she heard him say, "God, please don't take my wife away from me." She had never heard a man moan, cry, or pray for his wife. This is just how strong prayer is, my sister. This is how deep prayer can get, and it can get even deeper than that. I want you all to realize that. Prayer is not just a surface thing. Prayer is to talk to God. You know, even the way Jesus talked to his own father with great sweats, you know, that dripped from his face. I mean, he was really talking to his father. Have you ever really talked to the father like that? I have. I'm sure a lot of us have cried and prayed and talked to the father. So as they continue to try to figure out what was wrong with me, my family got together and they prayed. And then my minister came up, Dr. Artrell Harris, at that particular time. We were attending the Roswell Church of Christ in Kansas City, Kansas. And they prayed for me. And then my husband made a phone call. He knew that I was part of the Lady Prayer Warrior. And he texted Sister Sharaka Melton. And that was the only text my husband had to make, because they tell me that when he texted her, that was the only one that he needed to make. She put out a 911 call on 911 text saying, "Sister White is trying to fight for her life. We need to pray for her." And, you know, when those kind of texts come to you, it kind of does something to you, like, I got to pray right now. And so I'm too grateful for all of those that have prayed for me, my Lady Prayer Warriors, my church family, my physical family, my friends. And so it made me think about the 100 days of prayer as we embark upon it, that we're going to be praying for people all over the world. And when we do that, there is no way that we can thank God enough that all those prayers went up. Because thinking about it, there is no way I can thank everybody that prayed for me. Because remember I said she sent out a text, my husband, my family is on Facebook, different social medias. So there's no way that I could reach out and thank everybody. But it's wonderful to know their prayer reaches where we can't. Remember that, my sisters. Prayer reaches where we can't. My mother taught me that as a little girl. And as those prayers went out over those 4 days that I was gone, I had a personal experience. And, you know, some people say they went into the white light, those type of things. And I don't mess with people that do that, because those are their own experiences. I'm going to share with you what happened to Bridget. My experience was I was in the most beautiful darkness that you could ever be in, that we can imagine as being humans. And I didn't have a care in the world. It was just so beautiful. If you close your eyes and you see the darkness and imagine it all being so beautiful, and, you know, you don't have a care in the world, and you don't have to worry about the husband, the children, the job, the bills, the nothing. And I was just there. It was just amazing, amazing, my sisters. And as I was there, I heard God said, my daughter? And I said, yes, Father. He said, I want to take you home. And I was like, Daddy, please take me home. I'm so tired of being sick. I'm so tired of taking pills. I'm just tired, Father. I just want to be with you. And then he said something that really touched me. He said, daughter, I want to take you home, but there's so many prayers going up for you. So I'm going to send you back. And he said, but I'll be back for you. So this is day three. That was Sunday. Monday comes, Sunday. My sister found out that I was critical. And so she thought about it. She said, if Mama knows that Reese dies, they call me Reese, if Reese dies, I'm going to be in trouble with my mom. So God blessed her to see Monday morning. She went and got Mama, brought her up to the hospital. I still wasn't responsive. And so my mother and I, we had such a bond with each other. She was my first everything. Taught me how to be a young lady. Taught me how to pray. Taught me about Jesus. She, matter of fact, brought us to the Lord, her four children. So, excuse me, I can't thank her enough for that. So my sister brings her to my hospital room. And she wheels her in there. Remember I told you we were very, very tight. And so my mother comes through the door. I'm laying in my hospital bed with my face to the window. And I hear my mother say, this is one of her phrases to me, and I'll never forget it. I can hear her as I'm getting ready to say this. My baby girl, I opened up my eyes, turned my head towards her, and I said, that's my mama. That's how God brought me back. But that was through the power of prayer. That's how powerful prayer can be. Remember that, my sisters. Because as we embark upon this 100 days of prayer, remember that you are making a commitment, number one, to God. And then a commitment to your sisters in Christ, who you will be praying for. And you will pray for them. You will pray for their families. You will pray for their jobs, their husbands, their problems, their joys, their everything. So it will be an honor for someone to ask me to pray for them. And I have been honored through prayer to come back and be a prayer warrior for my Heavenly Father. And so as we get ready, if you have never had anybody pray for you in that instance like that, this is what we do in Lady Prayer Warriors. If you've never had over 5, 10, 30, 100 people pray for you, the Lord blessed us to have 148 last year. And my sisters, I've been told that through the new sisters that's coming on board, that we're going to have over 148 sisters this year. And I pray that God blesses us because there is nothing like it. Do you realize that when we pray in Lady Prayer Warriors for the 100 days, it's 24/7. It's round the clock. We pray every 15 minutes. But we have to make sure that we are in our private area talking to God. It's not on the phone. It's not in the group. It's just private between you and God. You have your list. You have the prayer requests. Yes, we give prayer requests because we need prayer. That's what we have to remember. We need prayer. We're going to be praying for this world. We're going to be praying for one another. We're going to be praying for the government. We're going to be praying for our schools. We're going to be praying for our children. We're going to be praying for our coworkers. We're going to be praying for our employees. We're going to the whole world. And can you imagine 100, maybe 200 sisters for 100 days straight, every 15 minutes, praying for the world, calling your name, calling my name, calling every name that is on this phone. 200 sisters call, and you put your name in that blank. I'm so excited about our 100 days of prayer. But don't forget that we have to have rules and regulations. See, I think sometimes we have the notion that we just pray for ourselves and our family. But see, that's not what we're going to do here. We're not just going to pray for ourselves, our family, and maybe our coworkers. No, we're going to pray for the whole world. Everybody. That's what we're going to do. As Lady Prayer Warriors, this is what the Father is calling us to do. The other scripture that I wanted to share with you all was Ephesians 6 and 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. See, we're not going to only be praying for the church. We're going to be praying for the world. But don't forget that those of us that are in the church that are striving to do what God wants us to do, we're called saints. Does that word bother you? Because it doesn't bother me. I know I'm a saint because that's what Christ did on the cross. And as long as I continue to do what I need to do to see Jesus again, I will still be a saint. Okay? And then 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear them from heaven and will forgive them their sins. And will heal the land. See, that's kind of a 3, 4, 5, 5-fold scripture. God talks about his people. He talks about being called by his name. Then he tells us to be humble when we do this. He says, and then pray to me. Seek my face or seek his face. But then he also says, get rid of sin. Because I know sin been down here on this earth with COVID and everything that's going on. He said, and then when you realize that I am who I am, even though I sit high and look low, he said, then I will heal the land. Do you all realize that we as sisters in Christ, through our prayers and the prayers of the churches of Christ and the 100 days of prayer, that we're getting ready to embark upon, Jesus is going to heal our land. That's what he tells us. He said, pray. He wants to hear us pray, sisters. Are we praying and asking him, for first and foremost, God, please forgive me because I don't want to hinder anybody's request. These sisters are entrusting me with their most intimate prayers. This is how I talk to God when it's just he and I. Please, Father, strip me from anything that is not of you so that I can fall down on my knees and talk to you about my sisters, about this world, this government, the things that are going on. Because we need prayer. My sisters, I want you to continue to pray, but I want you to continue to look to God from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord. Psalms 121, 1 and 2. Remember that. Remember that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He told us that he loves when we seek him, okay? He tells us that. He tells us that, you know, He is proud of us, and he is our strength. He hides us in his pavilion away from the things that can clutter our minds and not bring us to him. Just ask him to forgive you. I ask him to forgive me every morning because I don't know what bridges means. I didn't create bridges. He did. We teach our grandchildren, we tell our children, but we teach our grandchildren as well to talk to God every day. And we taught our kids when they were little that God has a phone number, and that number is Jeremiah 33:3. And that says, call me. And now we're teaching that to our grandchildren, Jeremiah 33:3, and that says, call him. And he will tell you some things. Oh, what a great thing that is, because the children are being corrupted today. The children's homes are filling up. Parents don't even want to raise their children anymore. They don't even know how to get to God. Do you think that we need to be their example? I think so. I'm striving to be. Please continue to pray for me and my family, as I will for you and yours. My sisters, I hope that I have shared something tonight that will help you to keep prayer number one in your life. Number one. And I'll share this with you, and then I got one more thing for you. Before I get up in the morning, when God opened up these eyes, my feet don't hit the floor. I talk to God first. I said, Lord, you opened up these eyes one more time. What can bridges do for you? Because, see, when your feet hit the floor, the devil's waiting on you. But, see, he's not waiting on us in here because he's been evicted from 3202. He didn't have his eviction notice. But, you know, he comes into our minds and everything. So might come through the grandchildren or whatever. But then we know how to stop him because those of us who are falling in love with him over and over and over and over again, we know how to strive to keep the devil away from those that are important to us. And again, my sisters, I thank you for listening. I have this for you. My sisters in Christ know that I am one for acronyms. And so since our theme, which was a beautiful theme, all on one accord for the month of November, I have broken each letter down. All on one accord. A, all to Jesus, I surrender. L, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. L, loyalty to God. O, obedient. N, never leave nor forsake us. O, one and only God. N, need God every day. E, eternally grateful. A, attentive to God's word. C, the first C, Christ our King, the second C, creator of my and your eternity. O, only begotten Son, R, redeemed by grace, and D, divine deity. I thank you, my sisters. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so very much, Sister Bridges, for that powerful reminder. Thank you for reminding us that prayer is not a surface thing, but it is something that we must take seriously each and every day. Thank you so very much, Sister Bridges. We really appreciate that lesson that you have presented. Thank you, sis. At this time, sisters, we are going to be having our closing prayer by Sister Marcia Allen.
Sisters, please bow with me. Most righteous and divine Father, we thank you, O God, for every single thing, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for allowing us to see this day that we have never seen before. Lord, we give you thanks because you are worthy of all honor, all glory, and all power. Lord, as I come before you, dear Father, I pray you may forgive me for my sins, dear God, that this prayer, dear Lord, will go up to you as a sweet smelling savor. Lord, we thank you for Lady Prayer Warrior. We thank you for every single sister who's on the call tonight, dear God. We thank you, God, for our administrators. They work so hard. Lord, give them strength both physically, but more so spiritually. Lord, some of them may be on their way home, dear God. Lord, with the driver. Let no harm come near them, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for all the sisters who participated tonight. We thank you for our dear sister Bridget White, dear Father, who gave us a charge. Yes, she gave us a charge, dear God, as we're about to embark on our 100 days of prayer. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. And Lord, I pray, dear Father, that we will not only listen, but we may do. Not only ears of your word, but doors of your word. Lord, continue to comfort our hearts, comfort our minds, comfort our spirit, dear God. Help us not to be downtrodden, dear God. Help us to trust in you, dear God, because you can be trusted. Lord, help us, O God, that we may be on one accord, dear Father, as we embark on our own day of prayer. Lord, it is not of us, it is of you. It's not to please us, dear God, it's to please you. And Lord, we put every single thing in your hands in regards to our Lady Prayer Warriors, dear Father. Lord, we give you thanks for tonight. We give you thanks, O God, for a wonderful meeting, dear God. And as we are about to go to our beds, dear God, I pray, dear Father, that you may send your holy angels, dear God, to encamp around us, dear God, and bless us. We give you thanks again, dear God, to your holy and most precious Son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marcia, for